Again, it's Hot 93.7, Hot 93.7.com. We're bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, El Chapo was sentenced to life in prison.
What?
It is official, y'all. So earlier this year, as we know, he was convicted of for heading a criminal operation, a.k.a. the cartel. Mm-hmm. They funneled large amounts of narcotics into the U.S. He was sentenced to life plus 30 years, just in case. Just in case there's life after death. Okay, and on top of that, he has to forfeit $12.6 billion.
What?
Where's that money going?
Wait,
that's I want my cut.
You want that kind of money? You gotta be a free man.
Look,
where the hell is that money?
I'll trade you the money for my freedom.
Look here, man. Y'all gonna take all my money and lock me up?
Where is it going? New streets, a new plane, some new boats.
Look,
what are we doing?
I got an idea.
What are we doing with this money?
I got an idea.
What?
The midday workout show.
Okay. Mm.
Worldwide.
Mm. I mean, you could just take a little chunk of that, pay off my student loans. I'll be happy, okay?
Look, you pay us up front.
You know what I'm saying?
Pay us up front.
Okay.
A bill each. Then y'all can figure out the rest. You give us that's three of us a bill each. You still got 9-point-something bill.
Mad billion left. Mad billion.
We don't want much.
Well, speaking of people who ain't getting out of jail soon, our Golden Showers Kelly.
Look.
He was in court for his bail hearing yesterday afternoon. Yo, they had him shackled at the ankles. So he was denied bail. He pled not guilty, and he was denied bail. So I'm going to tell y'all what the argument kind of was. So prosecutors, they argued that he was a danger to the community, especially minor girls. Oh. They said it's even riskier because of his fame and power. They think that he has the ability to influence and intimidate witnesses and victims, which they claim happened in 2008, where they were like tampering with evidence and all of that. They said there's no doubt that R. Kelly is the person in the video, and that the ankle monitor and house arrest is not enough because he can entice girls at the dope. So R. Kelly's lawyer, Steven Greenberg, you know, I gotta give it to him. He's doing his thing. He's doing his absolute best, I think. So he said R. Kelly surrendered his passport and he doesn't even like to fly. But that doesn't explain why he was like Abu Dhabi talking about you wanna come to America.
And
like you ain't get over there on the boat.
You have
on the boat, Kels.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, he also says that to his knowledge, R. Kelly didn't miss any his court dates in 2008 or like presently. Mm-hmm. He said that he could flee, but how could he flee if he has no money?
It's true.
So then they were talking about, I guess he to cover his bases, he said that his Trump Tower apartment is paid for through the end of the year. So that's how the concubines have been able to stay, even though R. Kelly's been broke. Greenberg also says that R. can't read or write, so that makes it hard for him to go over discovery in jail.
He just
put it all out there. He's like, he's fighting for his life right now. So the judge sided with prosecutors and said that child porn charges alone comes with an automatic detention. So that's what's going on there. His concubines were present to support. Their parents are trying to buy them out of there. Like, hey, come with me. We'll take care of you guys. But they're not leaving. So that's that. Big Baller Brand, BBB, now stands for Broke, Broker, and Brokest. It's over. So, LeVar Ball, he came up with them ugly, ass expensive sneakers. And people were supporting. I feel like people were like, you know, this man, nobody believes in himself or his family more than LeVar Ball. So people wanted to support it. But I guess with the price point and not honoring the orders, they got a failing grade from the other BBB. Be the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, LeVar's partner, the Allen Foster guy, was accused of embezzling money.
Yeah.
So the sons backed away. So they're not even supporting the brand, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to the point now where they're selling merch at a local volleyball tournament. Shirts that were $50 are now $5.
What?
That's a real fall from grace.
Jeez.
True form. All right, so lastly, I want y'all opinions on this. So we haven't talked about this in a while, but Tommy from Love & Hip Hop, I want to know your thoughts. Remember, she was arrested and put in jail for child abuse, abusing her 11-year-old daughter. They accused her of, like, beating her head up against the lockers at school. So she's out now, and she's speaking her truth. Now, she says that her 11-year-old daughter brought edibles to school.
What?
A bunch of kids ate them, and the school called her saying that kids were taken to the hospital. She gets there, and she's asking the daughter, like, why are you not even in class? And then the daughter was like, she didn't even know where class was at. So Tommy, as a mother, she says she was agitated, so she ended up grabbing her up by her hoodie, you know what I'm saying? I guess yoked her up against the locker, and they were saying, like, she, you know, beat her head into the locker. Now, do you call that child abuse? She didn't beat her head. She said she did not beat her head. She just yoked her up against the locker for bringing edibles to class, to school, and furthermore, not even knowing your classes was at. What would you have done? If one of y'all daughters would have told y'all something happened like this?
I refuse to incriminate myself on these airwaves.
But you can relate, though, right? You can relate, though, right? You can relate to that level of anger when your kids are not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I'm not saying that she was right.
Right.
But I understand.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
As long as she wasn't banging sis head up against the locker, I've been beat worse. So, sis, I feel you. I hear your plight.
That's it
for the tea.
But I understand. I'm going to leave it right there. With that being said, tell them why you're bad is in the next hour. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.